Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Kelly Hatley, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Today is Tuesday, March 31st. This is Holy Week, a week where we contemplate the greatest gift of salvation we have received. Listen in as I read passages that lead us to self-reflection, prayer, repentance, and renewal. Today, I am reading John chapter 12, verses 20 through 36, and Psalm 79, and I will be reading in the New International Version. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. And Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show what kind of death he was going to die. And the crowd spoke up, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the darkness does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. Our next reading is Psalm 79. O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble. They have left the dead bodies of your servants as food for the birds of the sky, the flesh of your own people for the animals of the wild. They have poured out blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury the dead. We are objects of contempt to our neighbors, of scorn and derision to those around us. How long, Lord? Will you be angry forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdoms that do not call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob and devastated his homeland. Do not hold against us the sins of past generations. May your mercy come quickly to meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God our Savior, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive us our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Before our eyes, make known among the nations that you avenge the outpoured blood of your servants. May the groans of the prisoners come before you. With your strong arm, preserve those condemned to die. Pay back into the laps of our neighbors seven times the contempt they have hurled at you, Lord. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will proclaim your praise. Today is Thankful Tuesday, and today I'm thankful for God's Word and examples like this psalm that we just read, a psalm which is sometimes quite dark, and it's asking of the Lord to do certain things to certain peoples, and it's hard for us in these days to understand such difficult things. But what I like about it is the rawness and the honesty of the psalmist. And so what I'm thankful for is an example of this in the Psalms, that God is not afraid of our honesty. I'm thankful also that it reminds us that amidst severe anguish in our lives, God is still present for us to call on Him in prayer and to make our petitions known. I'm thankful that I am reminded through passages like this that God is the one who handles vengeance, and it's not my responsibility. And most of all, I'm thankful that we have a purpose to praise the Lord forever and ever. I think these are real life examples of humanity in all of our brokenness and in our rawness before the Lord. And I'm grateful that that does not put the Lord off in any way, and that He hears us even in the depths of our struggle. So today on Thankful Tuesday, I invite you to think of a passage of Scripture or a verse for which you are thankful because of its message of hope or the message of faith, or because of its permission for you to feel the way you do and lament. How is it that the Lord uses Scripture in your life, and how does that make you thankful today? God, we are grateful today for Your Word and its many facets and the many stories that it holds. I'm thankful for the way that You use them and that You instructed writers to write them so that they would be relevant even in our lives so long after they were written. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be real with You and to not hold anything back, and that You are not amazed or shocked in any way, and that You have a plan already in purpose and in place and in motion for our lives. Use Your Word, Lord, on a daily basis to instruct us, to chastise us, to build us up when we feel fallen, and mostly to direct our paths. And so we offer ourselves to You in surrender in this Holy Week and pray that it would be a meaningful walk toward Your resurrection and the glory that You so deserve. And we pray all this in Christ's holy name.